has got some words to say. Then we'll take a limited amount of questions. We're not going to go around in circles on the questions, so we'll take a limited amount. And then, yeah, I can help with anything afterwards. So I'll hand over to James. Thanks.
Good evening, everyone. Firstly, I want to repeat what I said on Sunday in Australia. I understand and share the anger and disappointment of Australian fans and the broader Australian community about the events that unfolded in Cape Town on Saturday. We've held a board meeting today, and I want to assure people that the chairman and other directors of Cricket Australia share these same sentiments. So on behalf of Cricket Australia, I want to apologise to all Australians that these events have taken place, and particularly to all the kids who love cricket and idolise the players. I want to also apologise to Cricket South Africa and South African fans that this issue has overshadowed what otherwise should have been a wonderful series. As the chairman has said in his statement earlier tonight, we recognise that this issue goes beyond the technical nature of offences and various codes of conduct. It's about the integrity and reputation of Australian cricket and Australian sport. Ultimately, it's about whether Australians can feel proud of their national sporting teams. That depends as much on the way players conduct themselves as it does about winning or losing. It's all about how we play the game. Earlier today, I received an update from about the investigation being conducted by our Head of Integrity, Ian Roy. And in conducting his interviews, Ian was also accompanied by two ICC Integrity officers. Whilst that investigation is not yet fully complete, preliminary findings have been considered and discussed by the Cricket Australia Board earlier today. The key finding is that prior knowledge of the ball tampering incident was limited to three players, Captain Steve Smith, Vice-Captain David Warner and Cameron Bancroft. No other players or support staff had prior knowledge, and this includes Darren Lehman, who, despite inaccurate media reports, has not resigned from his position. He will continue to coach the Australian men's team under his current contract. Players involved have officially been reported for breaching Cricket Australia's Code of Conduct under Article 2.3.5. The substance of the offence can be covered by terms, and I paraphrase somewhat from the article, conduct at any time that is contrary to the spirit of the game, unbecoming of a representative, harmful to the interests of the game, or brings the game into disrepute. Once the investigation has concluded in the next 24 hours, sanctions will be announced and we'll go through the Cricket Australia Code of Conduct process, and I'll come back to that in a moment. All three players who have been reported will leave South Africa tomorrow. Their replacements in the Australian squad for the fourth test here in Johannesburg will be Matthew Renshaw, Glenn Maxwell and Joe Burns. Replacement players will arrive in South Africa over the next 24 hours. Tim Payne has been officially appointed captain of the Australian men's test team. Back to the reporting. In regard to the three players on report, I want to stress that we are contemplating significant sanctions in each case. These sanctions will reflect the gravity with which we view what has occurred and the damage it has done to the standing of Australian cricket. I fully understand the appetite for urgency for more detail. However, urgency must be balanced with due process, given the serious implications for all involved. In addition to sanctions for individuals, Cricket Australia will take the opportunity to review the conduct and culture of our professional teams, and naturally this will involve consultation with relevant experts. We'll have more to say about how this will proceed in the coming weeks. A clear focus will be on re-engaging with Australian cricket fans and the Australian public to rebuild respect and pride. I also want to place on record my strong support for the sentiments that ICC CEO David Richardson has expressed about the need to raise standards generally. I agree completely that the ICC and member countries, member boards, including Cricket Australia, need to define more clearly what is expected of players and then enforce the standards in a consistent fashion. And I agree that all member countries, including Cricket Australia, need to show more accountability for their team's conduct. Winning is important, but not at the expense of the laws or the spirit of the game. In conclusion, I understand and share the anger and the disappointment of the Australian cricket family about these events. This is a serious issue, and it needs to be dealt with properly and with due diligence. But now, as a matter of urgency, we'll complete the process by tomorrow morning, and in the next 24 hours, we'll be in a position to announce sanctions. I'm now happy to take questions. I don't want to go into the specifics of sanctions and issues that might be covered there. It's not appropriate at this stage. The big picture is that three players have been reported. And we'll deal with finalising the report and sanctions later. Again, there are issues that I can't go into because we're in the midst of process. I suspect some of that will come out in due course, but it's not appropriate because of the technical nature of things, the process that we're working through, for me to divulge details of the investigation.
Has the team become arrogant?
I think this is a reminder to us of the importance of how Australian cricket fans want their players to behave. They want them to be what they want to be proud of their players, and clearly a situation like this is extraordinarily bad for Australian cricket. And I share, as I said earlier on, the anger and disappointment of Australian cricket fans in regard to this behaviour.
James, can the culture and image of the Australian team be reshaped with Darren as the coach and
discuss that with you? Look, Dan, I haven't gone into any detail, to be honest. I've arrived in South Africa early this morning. Ian Roy hasn't even been in the country for 24 hours and has worked very hard on that. I think first things first, we're trying to deal with reporting issues and then sanctions, and we understand the urgency around that, the need for all of you and others to know where we're up to. That's the real focus right now. And as I said, later on we'll work through process around that review that I mentioned earlier.
James, there's one word you haven't mentioned. Did they cheat in your eyes?
This is not in the laws of the game. It is not in the spirit of the game. And again, I am angry and disappointed.
Is it
not a good day for Australian cricket.
Sure. James, what's the attitude to the other players in the team who have been dragged into this by those three teammates?
It's difficult for me to say. I haven't spoken to everyone in the team. I've spoken to a limited few, but it's I can only imagine. But I think it's better that you ask them.
James, do you get the feeling this is an isolated incident, or has it happened previously?
Look, I think the feeling from Ian in his review is that it's an isolated incident, but Again, they're things that I don't want to go into too much detail around right now, but I certainly hope it's an isolated incident, but it's certainly one of significant concern.
Hi. There's accusations of the culture of arrogance and nastiness in terms of the Australian cricket team. Given that, do you consider your own position?
Look, at the end of the day, we want Australian cricket fans to be proud of the Australian cricket team. We're all responsible in that regard, and we will all ensure that we take the necessary steps to address that.
James, how many players were interviewed during the process?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but most of the players were.
And officials?
Yes, and again, I don't want to go into the specifics, the detail, because that's not appropriate. That's Ian Roy's domain. And it's better, but I can say that, as I touched on earlier on, Ian has covered a lot of ground in the short space of time that he's been here, and he was, through all of the interviews yesterday, accompanied by the two integrity officers from the ICC.
Thank you. Just like a review officer.
I think, Sam, we haven't had a chance to really consider properly how that will be dealt with. I think by the time we get to our next board meeting, face-to-face, we'll have that considered and be working through that. But as I touched on earlier on, in the short space of time since Saturday, we've been very focused on trying to get to the bottom of what happened on Saturday to take the necessary action that we deem appropriate, which is obviously, first things first, making reports and sanctions to come.
James, can you explain your reaction, Cricket Australia, to Steve Smith's comment on Saturday that if it was a mistake, the team would get over it, he would get over it, everything would move on? Do you think that was a severe underestimation of the severity of the scandal, and that disappointment should make you angry?
Yes.
James, please clarify, Darren Lehman offered to resign.
Darren Lehman has not offered to resign, as far as I'm aware. Certainly not to me.
James, what about the consideration of the no objection certificates for the IPL for the players that are leaving, particularly?
There are certain grounds in regards to no objection certificates. I'm not sure this qualifies, but if there are significant suspensions that flow from this, that I guess ultimately will then be a matter for the BCCI and the IPL.
Do you find it bitterly ironic that in a certain light Steve Smith showed enormous leadership by fessing up and not just letting his junior player take the blame for that? That's the sort of leader you did have. Do you find that ironic?
Ironic, I'm not sure that's the word I'd use, but there are elements of courage and leadership that have been shown in this, and there are others where other decisions have could have been made at other times that have led us to be in the position that we're in.
James, commercially, how much is this likely to hurt Australian cricket? And I'm thinking more around cricket development that women's cricket, which has just started to do really well globally.
I think it's very, very difficult to quantify that, but I wouldn't in any way want to underestimate the damage that it causes to the game. And ultimately, in my view, what we are all about as an organisation is about inspiring kids to love cricket. And if this has damaged the ability of cricket as a sport to inspire kids to play the game and love the game and idolise their heroes, then it's a sorry state, and we need to do everything we can to repair that damage.
James, I noticed you wouldn't use the cheating word, but if it wasn't cheating, what was it? And have these guys apologised to their teammates as well?
I don't know about the second part of your question, but clearly we are not at all comfortable with what has taken place. We have conducted an investigation, we have made reports, and sanctions will be issued tomorrow, and they'll be significant.
James.
And that will reflect the gravity of the situation.
James,
James, sorry to push you on this. It's come an awful long way, you know, to try and give us clarity on this. And you've conducted, obviously, an interview. Can you not just give us a yes or no answer? Is this cheating?
This is not in the laws of the game. It's not in the spirit of the game.
James, have you spoken to Steve today and just how is the sort of mental state and how shattered is he at the prospect of losing the captaincy?
I think everyone's affected by it. Certainly the three players concerned, I haven't seen all three of them, but I've certainly seen Steve, and he's distraught, very upset.
Last thing, you believe that Warnock can come and play again given the relationship with how it's deteriorated some of the
I'm not aware of that, but I'm not sure the relevance of that.
Fast forward, James.
James, how much do you take into account the words of the Prime Minister and his criticism, and how will that impact on your sanctions for these players?
I think, as you know, Jim, from the Prime Minister down, there have been views and opinions expressed, and that's a measure and indication of the standing of the game of cricket and the Australian cricket team in the eyes of the Australian public, and everyone's entitled to those opinions. On balance, we need to make a judgment that's in the best interest of the game, and that will be based on a whole lot of things. The Prime Minister's comments are only one of hundreds of thousands, millions of Australians' views, and we need to make judgments that are in the best interest of the game.
The players involved lied to the umpires in the middle. They came and gave the press conference that was misleading, where they wouldn't admit that David Warner was involved. How can anyone have any confidence that they'll be truthful in the investigation process?
Well, that's up to Ian Roy to make those judgments, and he's experienced in regards to these investigations as to the people that from the ICC that were there, and it's a matter of process that he works through in corroborating evidence and coming to a level of satisfaction about his findings, and that's exactly what he's done.
James, you were involved in 2003 in drafting a Spirit of Cricket document with the team, and it was also a pillar for some years of the strategy that you have for Australian cricket. It hasn't been on there more recently. Do you think the organisation has gotten away from that?
I regard the Spirit of Cricket as being extremely important, and as we know, those of us that know the game and love the game know that it's beholden on everyone that plays the game to uphold the spirit of cricket. The responsibilities of the captain are higher than anyone, and the leaders as well. But certainly that is something that is really important to the game of cricket, and in some ways separates it from other sports, and that's part of what hurts right now.
Royal Blaskers.
James, other international players from other countries have been found guilty of ball tampering in the past and got away with fines from the ICC. What is it about this situation that has prompted such outrage from the Australian public, and why are you contemplating such a legal punishment?
Look, I think that it's an issue of great proportion because of the standing of cricket in the eyes of the Australian public, and not only that, the Australian cricket team. And that I think that response is not terribly surprising. It's a reminder of how important the game of cricket is to the Australian cricket fans, and it's also a reminder to us as to how important it is to rebuild that confidence, trust and confidence and pride in the Australian cricket team going forward.
Thanks very
much. Thanks.
James Sutherland.